sailing by. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 30th of April. There are warnings of gales in Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High German Bight, 1026, slow moving, declining 1023 by 1800 Wednesday. Low northwest of Trafalgar, 997, expected southwest of Trafalgar, 996 by same time. New low expected Biscay, 1007 by that time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Zira. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly 4 or 5. Rain, fog patches, showers later. Good, occasionally very poor. South at Zira, 40s. Variable 4 or less, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, variable 3 or less, becoming south, veering southwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, German Bight. Variable mainly southwest 4 or less. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Humber, variable mainly southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White. East or northeast 3 or 4, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. East or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, east backing northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet. East 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, fair, good. Irish Sea, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Shannon, southeast backing northeast 3 to 5, rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, south 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, southeast 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 2 to 4, showers, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Hebrides, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south 4 or 5, veering southwest 6 to gale 8 later, rain, squally showers later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeast 2 to 4, veering southwest 4 or 5, rain or showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 5 to 7, rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later, rain, fog patches, squally showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 3, 9 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Stornoway, south 2, 9 miles, 1022, steady. Lerwick, west southwest 2, 27 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Wick, south southeast 2, 5 miles, 1023, now falling. Aberdeen, north 1, 16 miles, 1023, now falling. Lucas, west 3, 24 miles, 1023, now falling. Boomer, west by south 3, 22 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Bridlington, calm, 1025, now falling. Sandetti, light vessel automatic. Northeast 4, 5 miles, 1024. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east-northeast 4, 1023, rising slowly. Jersey, east-northeast 4, 7 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east 4, 5 miles, 1021. Silly automatic, east northeast 4, mist 4 miles, 1020, now falling. Milford Haven, northeast by east 1, 12 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Aberporth, southeast 2, 35 miles, 1023, now falling. Valley, northeast 2, 5 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south southwest 1, mist 2 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valentia, southeast by east 3, 27 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north northeast 1, 11 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Malin Head, south southeast 3, 27 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east 2, 24 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation: high pressure over southern North Sea will decline during Wednesday as a cold front moves southeast across the northern waters from the evening and into Thursday, bringing rain or showers for a time, while a low over Fitzroy pushes showers into the southwest on Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming south 3 to 5, veering southwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest, backing southeast for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 2 to 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable mainly easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 3 or 4. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 or 4. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first near Land's End. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable mainly southeast 3 or less. Fair, good. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable mainly southeast 4 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers later, fog patches later in far northwest. Good, occasionally very poor later in far northwest. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or less, coming southeasterly, veering southerly later 3 or 4. Showers later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point. Southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, veering west 2 or 3 later. Showers later, then fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor later. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 2 to 4. Showers, occasional rain or drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming south, veering southwest later 4 or 5. Occasional rain with fog patches at first, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Hello, I'm Michael Spicer. Steve Coogan won critical acclaim recently for playing four different roles in the West End production of Doctor Strangelove. In the new series of Michael Spicer, No Room, I play 96 roles. And here they all are. Now, does this mean statistically I'm 24 times better than Steve Coogan? Well, that's really not for me to say, but possibly yes. Anyway, you can judge for yourself by listening to Michael Spicer, No Room, which returns to Radio 4 and BBC Sounds tonight at 11.
Looking forward to that. Now, though, with the time approaching 1 o'clock, Radio 4 will be taking a few hours off to recharge, but be assured our World Service colleagues are standing by with business matters from across the globe after the news in a few minutes. Meanwhile, on our sister station, Ian Carmichael stars as the aristocratic amateur sleuth Lord Peter Whimsey, whose undercover probe at an advertising agency sees someone get a pasting meant for him. Then at 1:30 we begin a dramatisation of Not a Penny More, Not a Penny Less by Geoffrey Archer, and that stars Stratford Johns, remember him. That's all coming up on Radio 4 Extra, but for now though, for me, Chris Aldridge, on behalf of all of us here, thank you for your company and do have a very peaceful night, won't you? Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Hong Kong. Coming up, Donald Trump has been in power for 100 days. We look at the impact his tariff policies are having on the economy. He's happy with the way that things are going.
This is the best, they say, 100-day start of any president in history, and everyone is saying it. We've just gotten started. You haven't even seen anything yet. It's all just kicking in.
But not everyone agrees. We'll hear from a businessman who voted for him.
It's disastrous. Our sales will drop 30, 40%, and you're going to see a lot of empty shelves.
So what can we expect from the next 100 days? That's all coming up here on Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. President Trump has been holding a rally in Michigan, boasting of his achievements during his first 100 days in office, which he claimed had been the most successful in US history. In a campaign-style speech, Mr. Trump praised his own record on immigration and attacked judges trying to block his policies.
Week by week, we're ending illegal immigration. We're taking back our jobs and protecting our great American auto workers and all of our workers, frankly. We're protecting all of our workers. What the world has witnessed in the past 14 weeks is a revolution of common sense.
On tariffs, he insisted his policies were a success and again claimed that the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, was not doing a good job. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order designed to ease the impact of his tariffs on vehicle manufacturers. In his speech in Michigan, he denied this was another U-turn on import duties, saying it was a measure to help American carmakers in the short term as they tried to reconfigure their supply chains. Manufacturers will now be partly spared from multiple forms of taxation on imported cars and car parts. The US Secretary of State has said Washington will end mediation between Russia and Ukraine unless the two countries make concrete proposals to stop the war. In a message relayed by a State Department spokeswoman, Marco Rubio said the parties needed to step up and deliver. Our correspondent Tom Bateman has the details.
Mr. Rubio said it was now time for concrete proposals to be delivered by the two countries on how to end the conflict. He said if there wasn't progress, the United States would step back as mediators. Pressed on the time frame for the two sides to deliver, the spokeswoman said now. It is the latest sign that despite the most recent separate meetings between the US and Ukraine and Russia, Mr. Trump's inability to move forward quickly is frustrating him and his officials.